Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Charlie Baker.
And this is the H&J Daily with some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. Well, we were joined by comedian Josh Widdicombe.
Yes.
Who was on Good Form. He was telling us about his new show, talked a bit of Plymouth, and played Celebrity Combination Rock. Yeah,
went in confident.
Yeah, he did. Ali Ross joined us. He's a big Aberdeen fan.
Was so not confident.
He was awaiting the call today, of course, after they were beaten by Darvel. Lowly Darvel from East Ayrshire in the Scottish Cup. They're one of the greatest upsets in Scottish football history.
Yeah.
But he fronted up, God bless him, and came and saw us in the studio.
He did indeed.
So we got it from a Aberdeen perspective. And we had a bit of a chat. You got involved. You were on great
Some
form
great
today.
Stories
yeah,
today.
Very
Fantastic.
Good stories today. So well, here it all is. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Charlie.
Got lucky, didn't you, Paul, last night? Bit lucky.
No, I wouldn't
bit
say
lucky.
That.
First half, bit
say,
lucky.
Yeah. First half, they were their normal, ponderous, sloppy selves that we've come to know and despise. But second half, as soon as the goal went in, I thought second half. It was all about winning last night. Didn't matter how they won. They had to win ugly, and they did win pretty ugly. They had the better chances the second half. Fulham, one header over the bar from Mitrovic. That was,
yeah.
They controlled the game. They defended well.
Fulham first half seemed to be just everywhere,
yeah.
All over it, you know, quick to the ball.
Well, Silver had said,
quick,
you know, this is not a confident side, get at them and
yeah.
You can rattle them. But
yeah, and they just couldn't put it in, could they? And what a finish. A
couple of good saves we should do. He's had enough stick, but a couple of good saves by Hugo Lloris at key moments, kept Tottenham in it. But second half, they controlled it. I mean, there was always a chance they might get one as the balls were being lumped into the box and they had Carlos Vinicius and they had Mitrovic.
There's not much of a plan. I've seen Fulham a couple of times. There's not much of a plan B. They're doing have an amazing season, aren't they?
Yeah.
If you'd offered them this. The fact that they went into last night's game expecting to win is something else, isn't it? You know, but they haven't got a plan B and they did look second half. They looked like they were lacking a little bit.
Tottenham can take some credit because I thought they defended well and they looked a bit more like last season when they, but you could tell Conte as an Italian coach, he loves a 1-0 away win.
Yeah,
he'd much perfect rather win 1-0 than 2-0.
And also Harry Kane, I put it on Twitter, but Harry Kane would definitely not have wanted to have broken the record in that kit.
Forever.
That is a bad kit, Paul.
The kind of Lego man
kit. It's a terrible kit. It's like a training kit, isn't it? It's awful.
It's like little blocks of colour, isn't it?
It's like a sort of bad.
It's like an Apple Watch face. The one they've come up with you've never used.
He wants to break the record with a penalty, I expect, in full proper lily white.
His next options will be at Preston. Of course, Preston wear white.
Oh, that's nice.
Which means they'll be in one of the away kits.
Okay, yeah.
And, or City, in which case they'll be in the white kit.
Yeah, well, there we are. Drop him for the Preston game. Give someone else
a go.
Oh,
no, he'll play. I think they want to have a run in the cup. Yeah,
you'll see
pretty much a full strength team out for that game.
But there we are. Cheer you up, is it, Paul? Because you've been a bit doomy about Spurs, haven't you, really?
I thought in the second half they defended very well. You saw shades of what they could do last year and controlled it a lot more. And, overall, it was a more pleasant post-match experience as I watched the punditry with Jamie and Gary and Dave Jones afterwards.
Very nice. I did
and listened to the sports bar for the latter part.
Of course, I did. Pointless yesterday. Won't tell you how it went, Paul, but filmed Pointless yesterday. And of course, Richard Osman was there, and he was going last night.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he would be.
He was last night to the match. Huge. You can't tell us
how you got on.
Not going to tell you how I got on, Paul, because it spoils it, but it was good.
You should compare Pointless notes with Andy Goldstein, because he did it a little while ago.
Oh, okay.
Has his one gone out yet? I'm not sure. We'll have to ask him whether he's been on. Anyway, a few things to get you going on this afternoon. First off, impromptu kits. There was a little story I saw earlier on the day from the lower reaches of Mexican football. Third Division's Leviathan FC had their kit stolen before a recent match. They improvised by going out and buying a set of bootleg 2021 Inter Milan away shirts, covering the sponsor with white tape. And there they're all lined up. You can see a picture of them with white tape over the sponsor. And sometimes, you know, you get a kind of game, a sort of pick-up game of football on, and you haven't got kits, and you're saying, well, they're going to turn up in, they've got some black T-shirts, we'll just wear white T-shirts. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so you sling it together, and then someone turns up and say, oh, he said white T-shirt, I've only got a black T-shirt. No, they're black T-shirts. Well, can't you stick a bivo? I can't put, you know, it's a nightmare, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So impromptu kits you've had to put together would interest us this afternoon for a hastily arranged game. As would Charlie's. Charlie has been showing us in this cold weather he's been wearing gloves, and we noticed his gloves are the sort of gloves you see as a Daily Express reader offer at the back next to the big slipper and the indestructible trousers. They're proper Nan's gloves. So I think we said, Charlie, why are you wearing Nan's gloves? And you told us they were the gloves of an old lady inherited.
Well, yes, my wife inherited. Yeah. I put them on once to just pop out with the dog.
Now, someone who sadly passed away, an old lady, was a distant relative of your wife. And amongst the
box that turned up these gloves, Paul. And I've just put them on once to go out of an evening.
Yeah,
they are the nicest, warmest. Now I will say I do have quite small hands.
Yeah, very small. Hands of a small child, as Tommy Cockles used to say.
But they are the warmest, best gloves, and I don't care what I look like.
No, Paul. Well, clearly,
because for football they are the best gloves. Well, I've been to a few matches recently, freezing cold hands.
Yeah. But if they keep with her circulation, well, not now, obviously, but they keep Nan's hands warm, then...
Exactly.
But it's lovely.
You've got big hands, Paul. They're like,
I don't say this lightly. It's what she would have wanted.
I think so.
So it's lovely that you're still wearing the gloves. So if you also are wearing items that basically...
You don't care what you look like.
They're built for comfort, not for style. Yeah, if there's something you still wear, if you want to admit that this afternoon, like Charlie's old lady's gloves, do tell us. Talksport.com, text 81089, tweet TSH&J, along with the impromptu kits. And Charlie, we've pictured him in it before. He has a North Face jacket, beautiful jacket, but it's a big puffer and it's black and yellow, and it makes him look like he works for the AA.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of our freelancers was outside just now in exactly the same coat, but in a lime green.
Yeah, lime green.
Lime green and black, made by
Chief Steward.
The same, yeah. But we sort of remarked on it, didn't we? And he said, every time I go to my station, people ask me what train the platform is. When I'm at the match, people come up with their ticket and say, D15, mate. So, if you do have an item, it's all got very fashion-y, it's like Andy's here. Yeah. If you do have an item of clothing that leads people to think that you do a very different job and you've been approached to that end, then please do let us know this afternoon. Talksport.com/H&J. You can text to 81089 and you can tweet to TSH&J. TSHNDJ. That's right. TSHANDJ. Can't spell it. 03717.
In many ways, you sort of made it more difficult to know.
I did, we've had many great clips of Alan Brazil getting the phone number wrong over the years. It was a bit like that. There the best are. One ever was Gary Busher, who gave out his own mobile by accident.
Oh,
anyway, give us a call now.
That's nice.
07, and he carried on. But anyway, I don't know if anybody called him. Anyway, do get in touch. TSHANDJ. Is that right? Yes, I think it is.
That's it, Paul.
Or 03717223344.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Yeah, Ben.
Oh, yeah.
He says, I'm in Panto. We don't even start until February the 7th. It's always in February. Pending Panto.
Oh, wow.
Deepest Cornwall.
Oh, lovely.
Over the border, Charlie.
No surprise there, Paul.
It's the best, funniest Panto ever, says Ben. Okay. P.S. I'm the king who loses his manic crown. There are a few tickets left.
Okay.
So go and see the Pendine Panto. Oh,
Pendine. Wow, there we are.
He's the king who lost his
beard. Very nice. There we are.
Starts on February the 7th. That's weird, isn't it?
Well, that's the thing. I think if people, if it's not a, I'm guessing it's not, yeah, not a professional production.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm guessing.
Right, okay.
I'm guessing. So what they don't want to go up against the professional pantos a lot of the time.
Right.
And then they get, and also people are busy over Christmas. They don't want to be rehearsing panto. Stick it on in February.
Okay.
I'm assuming.
Jesse Lingard. Quite...
See how nice I was about Cornwall there, Paul.
After a fashion. That's, you did say there were a bunch of
amateurs.
Because
I still have tickets available for my gig there in St Austell.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
What was your tactics in a two-legged game, Paul? I would go for it first one.
Really?
First leg, just absolutely go for it. Which, just like, try and score like 8.
Okay.
And like, then like, so leave yourself really open
put
at the back.
Second leg to bed.
Yeah, just right off the second leg completely.
Okay.
Like, well, they won't be expecting that.
You're not a football manager, are you?
Not yet.
No, not yet.
But still time.
But if that was you issuing a come and get me plea to Everton, no, I wouldn't hold your breath.
I don't want to manage Everton. I don't want to manage Everton.
Craig, you're ruling yourself out.
I'm ruling myself out. There we are.
Yes, I was on a TUI cruise with my in-laws. One day, my father-in-law turned up for breakfast in navy shorts and turquoise polo, identical to all the TUI staff.
Fantastic. He must have known.
Yeah.
He must. If he's on a cruise and he sees them around, he must have known.
He thought, I like that look. This is Charlie and one of our team here wearing very, very similar big old North Face puffer jackets. One yellow and black, one lime green and black. And they basically look like they are the fifth emergency service. Or was it? I can't remember. Talksport.com, text 81089, tweet TSHNJ this afternoon. Tony in Manchester, he's working in the Jesse Lingard mould. He says, because Jesse's going to move into comedy.
Lovely.
In case you missed it.
Stand up.
Tony's moved into comedy. He says, I saw Charlie in his yellow and black AA jacket. I was worried about him. He looked like he was heading for a breakdown.
Beautiful.
Hey.
Beautiful, Tony.
That's nice.
That's a nice line, Paul.
You like that?
He's done a good joke there.
Do you think it's his?
I don't know.
It's not bad.
Tell you whose it is now.
You think he's going to be mine? He's going to be writing for you soon. Hello, mate. Like your jacket. Yellow and black. I was a bit worried about you when I saw you in that. Fantastic.
Here we go. This is nice. This is after my gloves, my old lady's gloves that I now wear because they are warmer than anything I've ever experienced in my life. The random collection of boots, trousers, hats that we have for the late night dog walk, we call it asylum attire.
Wow.
Hoping not to be seen by a neighbour. That's Andy in Bristol.
Asylum attire sounded like someone who did a John Peel session, didn't they?
Yeah, really? Yeah, asylum attire.
Yeah, tonight's session from Asylum Attire from Manchester. I can't say that.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Well, they're calling it one of the biggest shocks in Scottish football history. Little Darvel from East Ayrshire took on the mighty Aberdeen.
Oh, no.
And won 1-0.
Oh, sounds like a film, doesn't it? Sounds like a sort of film that comes out around Christmas.
Yeah, with Robert Duvall in a slightly suspect East Ayrshire accent.
Yeah.
We've heard a lot of people celebrating with Darvel today, quite rightly, because it's a brilliant result, and that'll continue. I think the manager of the team will be joining the boys on drive. But spare a thought for the vanquished on a day like this. What's it like being an Aberdeen fan?
What's it like being an Aberdeen fan anymore?
Well, Ali Ross, we're very grateful to say, has joined us, TV critic for The Sun, Aberdeen fan, Tartan Army foot soldier. Ali, commiserations.
Thanks for inviting me in first, Paul.
That's a great.
I walked out this morning, I think, I know I'm getting a call from.
Did you watch this all unfold?
I did. And just after they scored, I was interrupted by a text message from Andy Jacobs.
Yes.
Mate, I've got a lookalike for you.
Not to gloat.
Not the moment, Andy.
Yeah. Not now.
Not a goalkeeper, especially.
Even at 1-0 down, though, you must have been thinking, oh, you know, we'll be all right, we'll get back into this. I mean, you had chances. I watched the highlights this morning, and the keeper made two or three very good saves, didn't he?
It just felt that as soon as they scored, you thought, there's no fight in this team at all.
Yeah.
The body language was awful.
Were you pretty much full strength?
Pretty much, yeah. There wasn't any... I'd have stuck Conor Barron in there, but...
There was no A-trialists in the side.
Miller and McLeish weren't injured.
Yeah.
No, it's desperate stuff.
I suppose there'd be no sort of playing... I'm not saying it happens at all, but playing to get out of the cup so they can... Because they're sort of fine, aren't they? So it's...
Yeah.
It wasn't on purpose, is what I'm trying to say, Ali.
No, because that one's not going to go away in the wash, is it? Who did you go? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The A71, that's who you lost to, isn't it?
Yeah. But you said the guy had the cup so they could
concentrate on securing fifth.
Make up the ground on Rangers and Celtic to get into
Europe.
Exactly,
they're not going to do it, are they?
Charlie, we've got a Champions League to think about.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. It reminds me when Celtic...
23 points off the top two.
The famous Super Cali Go Ballistic Celtic are atrocious.
Yeah, yeah.
It's bigger than that, Alan.
Yeah, it's much bigger than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was getting texts from all around the world last night. All right, yeah, I haven't heard from you in a while. But there you are.
It is the,
in the Dominican Republic, one of the guys.
Really?
Yeah.
Dominican Republic.
I know this isn't the time. We started speculating. We might get Lampard now. And he said, well, I don't think you'd be able to afford the compensation for loose women.
It's the sort of story that will get picked up by like sort of ABC News in the States. Yeah. Darvel.
It's quite a story.
Darvel.
It's an empire built on... It's a very Scottish success story because he's a pie magnet.
Yes, I've seen that. Yeah,
he's on goal.
He's in the pie business. Makes Scotch pies.
Yeah. And under normal circumstances, I'd be thrilled and excited. And
that does sound like
something
someone would shout at me. Yeah, look at him. Look at this pie magnet.
Pie magnet.
Put it down, you pie magnet.
Charlie Baker, pie magnet. Is Edinburgh show next year? Almost certainly. Yeah. So, are you feeling it today, or are you thinking, look, you know, this can happen to anybody, or has it got to you a bit? This.
When it travels south of the border, normally these disasters are very local. But if it goes south of Carlisle, you start to think, oh, no, why? English people start ribbing you about how bad the team are.
Yeah.
Then you just say, I could really do without this. At this moment in January.
Is because people often probably forget that you are an Aberdeen fan, or they might not, and then they'll say, well, you've probably been in the office today, and people said, oh, Ali, aren't you an Aberdeen? Didn't they lose last
night?
Why
was I thinking about you on Monday
night? Oh,
that's
right, Aberdeen.
Yeah, you support a really terrible football team, don't you?
I don't know if you've watched back the Darvel manager's passionate pre-match team talk. It was, it was good
stuff. They kept referencing it.
Yeah.
Especially in the later stages of the game, but I didn't see it.
Got the guys in the mood. But it doesn't matter what the manager says, you know, there is such a gulf between your two teams, really, in terms of, you know, ability, etc. But it was...
They sensed we were there for the taking because this is not out of the blue result. It's been on the dark slide for a while. And they lost 5-0 to Hearts. They're a pretty shocking team as well.
Yeah. So are you going for a bit of a sketchy period as a club at the moment then, would you say? I mean, you're still fifth. But
We've been in a sketchy period since about October 86 when Fergie left. And honestly, I thought at the time, what's he got at Man United? That's a step down. That really is.
Yeah.
But there we
However.
Are. Yeah. I've just had a look at how big Darvel is. It really is.
1,600 souls. Yeah, souls. Home of Alexander Fleming.
Like they've gone down on a ship. 1,600 souls
lost on the A71.
It is, isn't it? It's just off the A71.
Alexander Fleming is their most famous son.
Oh, really?
Really?
What did he ever do for anyone?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Until last night.
Yeah.
Now it's the manager and Alexander. Although I think, with respect to the Darvel manager, inventing penicillin, beating Aberdeen.
I think you gave the locals the choice.
Today?
Yeah. They would take that cup win.
They probably would.
Are you going to follow Darvel now into the next round? Are you going to be one of the...
They can shove it.
Yeah. That's very much the Andy Jacobs. Yeah.
Are you ever going to go there ever again?
I hate giant killers. They're overrated anyway. They never win the damn thing. It's just pointless scalp they've taken.
Yeah, that's right. Whoever they lose to in the next round, maybe they'll go on, who knows? Because like in the French Cup, you often get a real surprise team that goes all the way. I mean, you've got to look upon it like this. They get to the final and then beat Rangers at Hampden.
We'd all be done, you'd love
it then, wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'd go.
Or Celtic, let's not alienate half of Glasgow. But you know what I mean?
Alienate them a bit.
Okay.
Maybe this is your way out of being an Aberdeen supporter, Ali. You can now support Darvel. Get the shirt, get really right behind them.
I'm taking this from a Torquay fan. I'm being pitied by a Torquay fan.
A Torquay fan lording it over.
And you know as well as I do, you can't give these, it's a life condition.
It is, you can't give it up.
You're not
allowed.
Not, now, not what I want.
It's very kind of you to come and see us, A, to take a bit of a chewing like this, and B, because you're mid-column, I'm sure, preparing your column for Friday for the Sun. And Andy Jacobs' lookalike, is it likely to trouble the pages to...
It technically, it was there, Paul, but it just lacked comedic value.
Okay. Fair enough.
You've got to be able to look at it straight away and laugh rather than think, oh, yes.
Yeah, he's a good looking
one. Look, yet the bone structure is right. Isn't it? Yeah. And it was Chelsea-based, as you can imagine.
Of course it was. Okay. Yeah, fantastic. Chelsea-based. Nice.
Well, thank you, Ali. Again, thank you. You could have easily said, no, pleasure. I'm not prepared to do this, but you've had the decency.
You're not normally a doer. You've been doer today.
Have I?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
I feel sorry for you.
I've shared some of the toughest moments of my life with you in the studio. Yeah. One of these days I'll be invited on the back of Scotland winning the Euros or something like that.
It'd be lovely, wouldn't it?
I think we're busy that day. We haven't got room for you on the show.
I'm co-hosting that day. I think I'm
ready. Well, Ali, thank you. Good to see you. And don't forget, 4 till 7 drive, the Darvill Manager's on. If you want to tune in.
Oh, I'm lovely. So not there.
Ali Ross there from The Sun, Tartan Army regular, and indeed today of all days, Aberdeen fan.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact: you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Trolled by the sports news.
Trolled during the news.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
Poor, isn't it?
Woking. Yeah. I mean, they are doing well, Paul. Have you seen where Woking are, Paul?
I know, yeah.
They're third, and they're 14 points off the anyone else outside the playoffs.
Yeah.
Doing very, very well. Yeah,
but look at the two teams at the top. We may be talking Wrexham a little bit later on. They're flying.
Darren Sahl doing a very good job at Woking, though. If anyone needs a manager, I would recommend Darren Sahl. We won't want to stay at Tim Pot Woking for long. Just swoop in there.
Okay, yeah.
Take Darren Sahl off him, I would.
Sound advice,
Patrick Ahmed, he's also a... playing very, very well, so maybe
another player you think somebody else would want.
Exactly, but Darren Sahl, go in there, create a bit of fuss.
Probably wouldn't cost much in compensation.
Not a lot, I wouldn't have thought. Woking, probably be happy with 20 pence.
Okay, fair enough.
And a Twix.
There we are, a bit of non-league bants there between Fletch and Charlie. Now, Cheltenham versus Sheffield Wednesday.
Yeah, off.
Which we were going to bring you, that's right, we were going to bring you tonight on TalkSport 2. Off! Has been cancelled, unfortunately.
A lot of games being postponed. I was at a postponed game Saturday. I was in Borehamwood
for the match.
For the match, having been told the day before by Borehamwood that the game would definitely be on. There wasn't a pitch inspection planned. Buy your tickets, get there. 1:45 on the day of the game. Oh, we found a patch of frost. Game off. It's fine for me, Paul. I'm not too far away, but people have come up from Torquay and Devon. You know, these are people who follow
lower league teams. What time would the coach have left?
Very, very early.
About 8 o'clock in the morning?
Very, very early. I think it's an utter... I'm not going to editorialise, but I think it's an absolute disgrace that that sort of thing can happen.
Yeah.
I think if you've been told the day before it's fine, get there, and then 1:45... on the day of the game.
I mean, that wasn't the only match. There was a lot of...
I know it wasn't the only match.
A lot of coaches and fans very upset about the late call-offs.
So why... Anyway, I'm not going to get into it, Paul.
But then you nearly went to 2 called-off. That would have been a record. You went off, you managed to get
back. Me and my friend Tom, we got in the car. We drove to Oxford United. We got to Oxford United Ipswich. By 10 past 3. So we
could
went.
You pay
went
on the gate bit, for
we,
that.
We were paying by online.
Oh, okay.
So we bought online on the way there. Got to Oxford United. It was the foggy. It was. We left Boreham Wood and it was 9 degrees and sunny. I've no idea why it was called off, other than they've got a big cup match tonight, but I don't know if that's the reason.
Conspiracy theory.
Got to Oxford United and it was 0 degrees and freezing fog. And the game was on and I couldn't see the lino the other side of the pitch.
Wow.
So why the game was on and played, I've absolutely no idea. Tried to stop it about 3 times in the second half.
You said
we didn't see the goal. Couldn't see the goal.
Really?
The winner from Cameron Branigan couldn't see it. Just knew they'd scored because that end of fans went up.
Well, we.
And the Ipswich fans couldn't see. They were literally just covered in fog.
I sent you a classic old picture of Sam Bartram, the old Charlton keeper. It's a famous picture of football in the fog. If you put football in the fog, that's probably the first picture that ever comes up.
Yeah.
But they used to plan that all the time.
Yeah.
Remember, there was a game once, Spurs played in a game, and Ray Clements was in goal for Spurs. And I know someone who went to the match, and they knew that the fans at the other end couldn't see what was going on. So they started cheering deliberately, letting people at the other end of the ground think there'd been a goal.
That. Yeah, they could
Because
have
they had
that.
No idea what was going on, but somehow they continued.
Yeah, I've no idea why. They were 70 minutes into the game. They probably just wanted to play it, but they literally couldn't see. Players couldn't see the ball. They had the fluorescent ball out and everything. So, but there we are.
Seemed to catch everybody out the weather at the weekend. No one was prepared to make a call. We did ask you earlier on off the back of Charlie's big puffer coat that's yellow and black, and one of the team here who had a lime green and black. They're quite big puffer jackets.
Yeah.
And they do look like they are.
It's like we've turned up on the side of the road and you've put diesel in your unleaded engine.
Yeah. And like he would get out of the lorry, he'd have, you know, hands like a bunch of bananas covered in engine oil and ingrained in his fingers.
Yeah, just in there.
What you done then? Diesel? Oh, yeah, not another diesel and a petrol engine. Okay. All right then, sorry, we'll get you on the back of the. So on the pickup, so off you go. But they do look like, both of you look like you're
involved. But we're warm, Paul.
In roadside recovery. and sometimes you wear items and people get the wrong idea about what you do. Mm-hmm. This is, put his name on this. My wife has a blue-green fluorescent yellow coat. We call it PCSO coat. She's been offered £10 to park outside the John Smith Stadium at the car park at Wembley and has been asked to clear up local crime issues when walking through our village. That's John in Huddersfield talking
That's
about his wife,
nice.
Leslie. But that, imagine, like, you're walking down the street or walking the dog, someone comes up and says, "Here, what about all the litter? What about those kids who hang around on the street just because you're wearing a coat?" So do let us know if people get the wrong idea.
Is one, Colin, the Swindon. And Colin in Swindon, Celtic fan, or is a Swindon and Celtic fan.
Okay, yeah.
Either way, it's Colin. I often wear a flat cap. And once, while waiting for my son, who was on a ride at the fair, became a ride attendant as kids started giving me money, thinking I worked there. I quickly returned their money, removed the cap after a few awkward stares from the actual ride attendant.
You don't want to get on the wrong side of the fairground, boys.
No,
Colin.
Thank you.
Especially if somebody giving you money.
Yeah,
that's not a good idea.
Here we go. Hold on tight.
Yeah,
2 cars, 4 riders. Who's that bloke?
You'd be good at that, Charlie.
Thanks, Alice.
You're auditioning for the job. Have you done that before?
I've done that before. I've done the voice before, Paul. I've got to admit.
But you've not.
I like doing the voice.
You've not done the job.
Fascinated by them.
Just take us back to
okay, hold. 20 seconds to go.
It's a bit David Bowie, isn't it? Early Bowie.
It is, isn't it? Ashes to ashes. Here we go.
Yeah.
Hold on tight.
Yeah.
We know Major Tom's a junkie.
The David Bowie fairground there. You didn't think you'd be going there this afternoon, did you? On a pub crawl in Winchester with the lads, says Ben, the Spurs fan from Fareham, we entered a popular and well-known pub chain establishment where these staff sported a blue and white check shirt, identical to the one I was wearing. That's fairly sort of non-uniform. I got asked for 3 pints of lager, some menus, and if the place was dog-friendly.
this is a great one. David from Addleston.
Yeah.
My mate wore a purple short-sleeve shirt out to a nightclub, and he looked like he worked in PC World. By the end of the night, the DJ was on the mic with a cry of, "Where in the world?" To which the crowd screamed back, "PC World."
Oh,
poor bloke. There
poor
we are.
Fella.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Paul Hawksby, Andy Jacobs here on... No, it's not Paul Hawksby, Charlie Baker here
exactly.
on Talk
Sorry,
Spot.
I was just asking you about this Spurs signing, Paul, and I think it's got you all excited.
No, it hasn't. It's
saying
not
the
got
wrong
me all,
names
it's,
and all
no,
sorts.
No, it's not got me... Not particularly that. I'm just... I'm quite interested in what's gone on because... As Alex has been saying, he got the word yesterday from Bournemouth. You follow him on Twitter. Maybe we'll get him on. Actually, maybe we'll have a quick chat with Alex about
yeah,
this if we can.
See if he's happening.
Line him up if he's got time, because everybody felt this was a done deal to Arno Dangjuma to Everton.
Everton, yeah.
Apparently, he'd had all the media stuff was all lined up, medical was done, everything was ready to go.
Oh, no. He'd held the shirt.
Well, I mean, there probably is a picture of him somewhere holding the shirt, as there was, I think, of Willian when he. Decided not to go to Spurs in the 11th
oh,
hour.
Gosh.
So, you know, that's always a bit embarrassing when there's a picture of you holding up the shirt, isn't there, I would imagine?
Willian is a different player for Fulham,
he's
isn't
done
he?
Very,
he's mean, absolutely
when he came back
amazing.
After what happened to Arsenal, he thought he was a proper busted flush.
Yeah.
But
he's having a brilliant season.
Faded
every
bit,
time he got the ball.
Faded a bit last night.
First half. Every time he got the ball, it was sensational.
No, it's, you know, that's silver for you. He's done a very, very good job with him. Yeah, but the word is that Tottenham looked to have hijacked that deal, which won't please Everton, I'm sure.
We were asking Paul about Leeds fans and if they'd like to see Bielsa.
In the Everton dugout.
In the Everton, and we've had a couple. As a Leeds fan, I'd hate to see Marcelo at Everton or anywhere in England. He's ours forever.
Yeah. Do you know what I'd feel if I was a Leeds fan? I'd feel like that was it was a beautiful moment, wasn't it? It was a bit everything down to him sort of living in his little flat and wandering around Morrison's in Weatherby and all that. There was something, it was something almost bit like a Bill Forsyth film. It was a bit local. The whole thing, this idea of this football manager, one of the greats of the game, you know, all of say Pep and Poch and all these people that his disciples all over the world. And this guy came in completely sort of assimilated into the area, loved the local people, just completely got absorbed into it. And you'd hate to think about him doing that with another club, wouldn't you? You'd
find it though, isn't
difficult.
He? You know, he's not yours.
I mean,
if you get rid of him.
As I said, my gut feeling is you'll never see him again in the Premier League. That was a little romance and that's it.
Who would you feel like about Poch? Poch turned up somewhere else.
Would have been hard to see.
I know he turned up.
Would have been hard to see him at Chelsea. And he was saying to me, "Well, what's the difference of as me seeing Conte at Tottenham?" I said, "Well, I don't think you built that rapport that the Spurs fans did with Pochettino. You know, most Chelsea managers are just passing through, and he did win a title for them, and they did love him. But I would argue there wasn't that feeling, maybe." That Tottenham had for Pochettino compared with... I could be wrong. Chelsea fans will say you're talking rubbish. But it is a bit weird, isn't it? When you have a... But it happens, doesn't it? You know,
I don't even like it with Gary Johnson when he talks about how he used to manage Yeovil. I don't want to hear about the exes. I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah, I think that's fair enough.
I don't like it. Here we go. This is Jez in Sussex. People wearing after my AA coat, Paul, you were discussing my yellow and black North Face.
Yeah,
looks like I've turned
one of our colleagues, lime green and black.
Because your carburetor's
North
gone.
North Face puffer. Yeah.
Side of the A34. This is Jez in Sussex. I was given a Bavarian outfit, shorts, hat with feather, to wear on my stag do in West London to a German pub. They were showing the German Cup final, and a customer with a German accent asked me to clear one of the tables so he could sit down and eat.
You ever tried that lot on? I haven't. A couple of mates of mine on a skiing trip decided to go into the Lederhosen Centre in Austria, and they tried on the full kit. They went full kit. The leather shorts, the old braces.
Yeah. Long white socks,
for
isn't
a it? Photo op, the hat, the full thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the Ledo's about £700. They're really expensive.
Are they leather? Is it leather? Suede or leather?
Yeah, it's leather. Yeah, I mean, expensive gear. So they made their excuses and left, much to the manager's annoyance.
I expect you can get like a fancy dress one.
I think you can.
On eBay.
I think you mostly can. They went for the GTI version. I work for the council. We have green uniforms, says Stuart, that look like ambulance/paramedic uniforms.
Oh, no.
Every time I go to McDonald's, I get 15% off, as they think we're the emergency services. You're keeping your mouth shut, Stuart, clearly.
He's not saying where he lives.
I wear a white suit for spray painting. Oh, that's quite smart. Like Randall and Hopkirk, one for the teenagers. Like the CSI types where, of course, they think he's, seen a crime. Ran down road to my local Tesco to grab some coffee. People stared in horror, asking what had happened. There's Leon.
Yeah, running around in it,
Stourbridge,
What a nightmare. I was listening to you yesterday, and Andy was you were talking to Andy about TikTok.
Oh, Andy's had to have a digital detox. He said over the weekend he spent 12 hours on Instagram and TikTok. And I said, well, you know, what are you, a 14-year-old girl? Grow up. So I handled it well.
You did really well.
I think he realised, what was going on.
It is addictive once
you
see...
It's poor.
You know,
it's poor, you know.
Once you see one,
I told him to read a book, and he said, up to the age of 16, he only had ever read one book, which was Zorro, which was quite a random choice of book, wasn't it, really?
Zorro
for pleasure.
Book?
One he'd read for pleasure.
Wow, the whole book, the novelisation of Zorro.
Well, I guess. I mean,
Jaws was
he's decided
novel,
he's going to put less time on social media, and he will now be
anyway,
reading books.
Because I just joined TikTok, and
good timing.
And my first person who followed me was Andy, and I thought that's got him off it. Well, that was the reason. Anyway, I don't like TikTok anymore. I've spent 4 days on it. I'm back to Instagram straight away.
Okay.
Love a bit of Insta, Paul.
Thumbs up there for TikTok.
Yeah.
We commiserate. We spoke to John Fashanu just before he went in on to Dancing on Ice.
Oh, yes.
And he's out already.
He's out straight away, wasn't he? Yeah.
He lost something you never thought you'd be saying after the 87 Cup final. He lost the dance-off with Ekin Sue. But Ekin Sue probably wasn't even born, was she?
No, wouldn't have thought so.
Yes, so that was it. Apparently, not my words, because I wouldn't say this about Fash. He was terrible on the ice.
Oh no,
he wasn't. He didn't do a great deal of dancing. He did a lot of standing up.
Did he put it in? Did he put the work in? Was he trying to elbow his partner?
I wouldn't have thought so. But
just backing into his partner the whole time.
Commiserations to Fash. He didn't like it. Was a couple of weeks in.
And Stephen Hendry as well. Stephen Hendry was on Masked Singer this weekend.
Yes.
And he's out.
Yes.
He's out. I won't say what he was because people might not have watched it yet.
No.
Paul.
But he did say that he'd had to turn down a couple of tournaments and was fine for not turning up. But he couldn't tell them why.
It's a good point.
Why he wasn't going.
Imagine when, how many world championships did he win? 13, 14, was it? Stephen Hendry, you know.
Yeah.
When he's winning his ninth world championship and they go, do you know what? 2023, you'll be dressed as a rubbish bin.
Yeah. Well, there you have blown
it
now.
Okay. I'll spoil it now. Enough.
Well, look, they've got to keep up, haven't you? Who's going to sit on the Masked Singer for about 4 or 5 days? Who's just put their cup? Oh, yeah. Cheers, Charlie.
Thanks
put their
lot.
Cup of tea down.
It's
you've
like
ruined
if you see
it.
I see dead people reference. People go, yeah, spoilers.
Yeah.
And you go, you've had long enough.
And Titanic. They get so upset about Titanic, don't they?
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
As a kid, Charlie, were you a fan of a fable? Did you like a fable?
What sort of
like a story with a bit of a meaning, something to make you think as a kid,
sure.
You know?
I liked any story as a child.
I'm sure you did.
I love a bit of
story.
I like a story song is what I like.
This is a bit of a sporting fable.
Okay.
And I suppose the thing we learn from it is never give your mate your spare banana.
Oh, lovely.
Let me talk you through it. Once upon a time, there was a tennis player called Dan Evans. His friend, an opponent at this time in the Aussie Open, Andre Rublev, was a banana down, fancied a banana. But didn't have any bananas. They were supposed to bring 4 out, then he brought 2.
Okay.
They'd been eaten, but Dan had a spare one in his bag.
Yeah.
So he'd had his banana. So he said to his mate Andre, their mate's off the court, have my banana.
Have a banana, he said.
So Rublev said, that's very kind of you.
Oh, wow.
So he eats the banana and goes out and lays waste to Dan Evans, having got the extra energy.
It's a mistake. It's not like the really sort of grind, no, foot on the neck time, is it? It's none of that.
So let me, and so Dan said, I gave it to him, and he said, okay, I'll take it. And I caught it. It helped me with some energy for sure, and I won the game because I ate the banana.
Wow.
Evans, 32, later admitted he wouldn't have given Rublev the banana had he disliked him. It's only that they were friends off the court.
Do you think he'll be up for that? You know that thing where people are up for an award for sports?
Fair play award.
Fair play. And
the white card would be brandished.
Yes, I like the white card. That's
you
a
like
good
that,
idea,
the brandishing
that, isn't
of the white
it?
Card?
Fair play. Well done. I'd get that in the birthday spread, I think.
I don't think Sonny was in line for the white card last night. I think he was a lucky boy last night.
You think?
Sonny, yeah. I've seen that. He gets that because he's such a, not that kind of lad.
Yeah.
But now and again,
he's not playing well,
now
Paul,
and again,
is he?
Is that, and he'd been held back and he was wound up and he went charging in. I think he was, I'm obviously I was delighted he wasn't. wasn't, but I thought he was a very lucky boy last night. Didn't get sent off. So anyway, Dan Evans says, I like him, so I shared my banana with him. I wouldn't have done it had I known. So there we are.
I think it was a mistake.
Never give a friend your banana if you take nothing away.
That's British tennis all over that.
Yeah, that's it.
Absolutely all over. It's too easy. They all get funding for too long. Even if they don't win, they get money.
If that was Roy Keane, he would have opened a banana and looked at Rublev and just ate another one just in his face.
It's a nice one, that one.
Yeah.
The nice one.
And see, that's the difference, isn't it, between winners and losers. With respect, Dan, that's the difference.
Yeah, there we are.
So there we are, a little story for you this
afternoon.
Little
problem with British tennis.
Josh Whittaker. we finally got to the root. All that money that the LTA have spent for years.
Disgraceful.
Various heads of tennis. And all it took was you saying, that's what's wrong. With British tennis.
That is exactly what's wrong.
We've solved it.
Too privileged, too easy.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Paul Hawksby and Charlie Baker here on TalkSport. Now, currently on Sky Max, Josh Whittaker and Nish Kumar are in Hold the Front Page.
Yeah, lovely.
They've been working at a number of different newspapers to get a feel for what it's like to be a working journo.
Local papers, yeah. Lots of sheep I've seen in there.
Scotsman, Yorkshire Post, West Sussex Gazette, Blackpool Gazette, Northampton Telegraph and Farming Life.
Love it. There we are. That explains the sheep.
Yeah,
there we are. Well, Josh has farming stock in his family.
Does he really? Well,
farming blood.
Tell us all.
He's the real deal.
Hiya, Josh.
Right, I'm not the real deal. To start things off.
Okay.
Right.
You want that on record, do you? You're not the real deal.
You can quote me on that. I never have been, and I never will be the real deal.
Okay.
No, I'm from Devon, but. I wouldn't say I'm from farming stock. I'd say that's borderline racist.
Oh, okay. I apologize. You are from royal stock. You're from royal lineage,
from
of
royal...
course.
Yeah.
Yes, I am. But I won't be writing a tell-all book about my ancestors.
That would be great, wouldn't it? I think you should think about that. Yeah.
Maybe I should.
The truth about Uncle Henry.
Yeah, that's right. What he was really like. He gets a bad rap, but he wasn't all that bad.
He does get a bad rap. Exactly. Exactly.
That's it. So, was it an enjoyable experience? I mean, did you?
It was amazing. I absolutely loved it. I was absolutely appalling at it, and so was Nish. But we're told that while we're bad journalists, that makes good TV. That was the thing the producers kept saying to reassure us. Don't worry, you may look like idiots, but it's going to be great TV. I did a match report on Crawley Town.
Oh, lovely.
Which was the most stressful experience of my life. I don't know if you've ever done a football match report, but obviously the thing you don't want to happen when you're a journalist is anything to change at the end.
Oh, yeah.
So
you've
got it pre-written. And the penalty shootout went to 9-8.
Oh, no.
You were very unlucky, to be honest.
You've got to be cursing yourself at that point, yeah.
Yeah.
But, so you had to file your copy. Was it over the phone or was it old school?
Well, they don't do that anymore. Why not? Well, it's not 1985.
Why not? I didn't know how far they were going back.
It's not vintage Hold the Front Page.
Have you been to Crawley?
Yeah.
It was nice to do a story about Crawley that didn't contain Romesh, to be honest.
Yeah, that's true. But,
to give you an idea, my match report, when I'd already sent it and then Nish read it, and I'd forgotten to include the final score, which was a disaster.
I suppose the other thing, Josh, is you're thinking, you don't know these players, you're sitting there saying all the regular scribes, who put that cross in? Whose pass was that? Who scored the goal?
Exactly. You're just, the amount of times you're using the word the number 68 scores. Obviously, it was the Papa John's, so it's not even the first team of Crawley. Come on.
big into the Crawley reserves. And look, football's in your wheelhouse, though. Did you have to go and do anything that was completely new to you?
Yeah, loads of things. We actually, when we're in Blackpool, the day after Boris Johnson won that confidence vote, which feels like about four lifetimes ago, I don't know if you remember, he did his first public appearance in Blackpool. So we got, our editor sent us along to it, but we couldn't get clearance from number 10 to go to the actual press conference, which I blame Nish as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think Nish could, no, definitely.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm a team player, so I stuck with him. And we basically ended up chasing down Boris Johnson's motorcade in the street while Nish shouted obscenities, which I thought was very unprofessional, but made good TV.
You did say, I'm just, funny, it's a kind of a media cannibalism. There's one of the journalists on the, Alison Bagley on the Northamptonshire Telegraph, has written a story about working with you guys. And you did a piece on magnet fishing.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, we
the
did.
Dream, the dream.
Yeah, these guys that go and put the magnets in the canal and fish out, like, often, we filmed with them. And when you film with them, because you're filming a TV show, you have to have kind of health and safety for the crew.
Mm.
And so there was a guy, like an armourer, on set in case they pulled out any live ammo from canal.
That's what happens a lot, isn't it? You know, bridges get shut down, towns get found something from World War II.
That's what happens. That's dangerous business, magnet fishing.
Or a bike, or just like a bike gets dredged out. An old shopping trolley.
It'd be a beautiful little Bob and Paul offshoot for you and Nish, where you go magnet fishing in lots of wonderful parts of the country. Fantastic.
Yeah, I would describe it as one of the least picturesque places you could ever go fishing. the Northamptonshire Canal.
No amount of drone shots could make it look good.
Exactly.
It's good for pike, though, apparently, the Northamptonshire Canal. If you ever want to go pike fishing, yeah. I don't know if that's anything to do with what you're talking about, but, you know.
So how's life as a Plymouth fan at the moment, currently?
They're doing really well. Annoyingly
incredible.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible. We're away at Sheffield Wednesday on Saturday, which is the top two.
What a game.
Yeah, but, I mean, to be honest with you, I'd happily settle for second place now. We've been incredible. That we're also in the semi-finals of the Papa John's, which I suddenly care deeply about because we're a game from Wembley. I'd like to take back my earlier comment.
I was going
to
say, you were slagging it off earlier on when it was Crawley Town.
Yeah, it's a really important trophy, it's in the Latin Stadium. Honestly, the club and the manager are the best... It's an incredibly run club at the moment, and the manager, Stephen Schumacher, I hope he doesn't, but he should be getting that Everton job because he is incredible and he is just done a brilliant job.
If you were hoping, Josh, that Wednesday would pick up a couple of key injuries tonight at Cheltenham, think again, because it's been called off. They've got a whole week to prepare for it.
Completely fresh legs.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, they've got their manager. Their manager, Josh. I've done quickly Kevin with you a few times, and you asked me my Torquay 11.
Yeah.
And Darren Moore is in my Torquay 11, all time 11. He's their manager. So he'll have a little bit of Torquay United there.
Will that
trying
give him
to
more
beat.
Bite,
yeah, a bit will. More bite, trying to beat the gargoyles.
He'll be saying to the boys, it's personal to me, this. This is the personal. Get out there and do them. Yeah. Well, Joshua, the other reason we got you on, tell us when the show's going out. Hold the front page.
So it's on at 9 p.m. every Wednesday on Sky Max and Now TV. But you can watch them all because it's 2023 and we're not submitting our match reports to our phone anymore. They're all available to watch as a box set on Sky Max and Now TV.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Before we let you go, we're going to play Celebrity Combination Lock. Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Celebrity Combination Lock with your hosts Paul Hawksby and lock keeper Charlie Baker.
Yes, it's time for a Celebrity Combination Lock. A very simple game. Our assistant producer Jamie, his fetid gym kit is in a locker.
His kit's in there, his boots, everything, his shin pads.
He cannot play again. He can't play any sport currently because he can't get his gym kit out. We need to find the Celebrity Combination Lock. We call on celebrities every week. Al Murray's tried it, Chesney Hawks, Tommy Walsh off Ground Force, Martin of Fire.
Lives on my street.
Legend. Yeah, does he really, Tommy?
Yeah, he lives across the road.
Oh, that's handy, isn't it? That's not handy, no. It's not handy, Andy.
He has got an incredible Christmas tree. I'll tell you that now. But anyway, that's not
inside
here or there.
Don't knock the lock. Why don't we knock Paul?
We don't knock the lock, Charlie.
We don't knock the lock.
Everybody, boys and girls. The person who did the best was Rob Orton, poet, Leeds fan, comedian. Mm. He got three correct numbers in the correct place. One of the great performances, really. And no one's come close, really, since.
Joe Wilkinson and David Earl got two correct numbers in the two numbers in the correct place. So that's an Exeter City fan.
And we'll give you a sort of a leg up on
he's
this.
He's not an Exeter City fan.
Yeah, David Earl is these days.
Rob Alton went with 0336, Josh. 0336, yes. Rob went, and he got three correct numbers in the correct place. So based on that, what four numbers would you like to give us for the celebrity combination lock today?
Okay.
Oh.
Four.
Yeah.
Three.
Uh-huh.
Six.
Wow. Okay, let's just double check
the numbers in
with the voice of the lock.
Do I win anything if I get it right?
Oh, no. Just,
don't know yet. We haven't worked that out. Word.
here we go.
Zero. Four. Three. Six.
Here we go then, Charlie. Let's see if we can get that locker open. Here we go.
Let's put these numbers in.
There's
zero. There's another one. There's the four. Put the three in there.
Three in there.
Six.
Here we go.
No!
Terribly sorry.
Really gave it a good go as well.
Let's find out how many numbers you got correct.
Three
numbers.
And how many were in the correct place?
Two.
Joining Bob Mortimer, who had the same score.
What a shame. And do you know what, Josh? You never get another go ever again.
That's it.
Once you've been on, that's it. You've been on once.
Yeah, never mind all this. Can you come back next week? That's it.
What if I've got something else to promote?
You can't knock the lock twice.
You cannot knock the lock twice. Well, Josh, lovely to talk to you. Best of luck with the series, and we'll catch up with you soon.
As always, guys.
Take care.
Cheers, guys.
Thanks, Josh. Bye.
Josh Widdicombe there. So another victim of the lock.
Tell Josh he's a week early for the Owls v Plymouth game.
Oh, was he early?
Some fan, Dave the Owl.
So they've got, they need Saturday called off then, don't they?
TSH and Dave. Plymouth are not Hillsborough at Saturday. Sheffield Wednesday got Fleetwood in the FA Cup.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people.
It's the next league game. You see what Josh Lee gets. Easy done, isn't it?
Easily done. There we are, next league game.
Yeah. Okay. But a whole week prepare for Fleetwood.
Jamie's kit still locked up.
It's getting rank now.
Oh, absolutely.
Oozing out the bottom of the locker. It's disgusting.
Reeks in there.
Somebody's got to get it right.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Here we are. That was this afternoon's show. I'll do it all again with Andy tomorrow.
Yes. The lock survives, Paul. The lock survives.
Birthday spread on Thursday.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
How many
three in
won?
A row. Three in a row now. I've won two in a row.
We're going for three in a row.
Three in a row this week.
Fantastic. Okay, the fight back continues.
The white card will be out for fair play.
Of course. Yeah, right. You'll never get a white card, mate, I tell you. Blackguard, that's what you are. A blackguard.
Angry about it already. I've got into his head. It's wonderful.
Okay, Andy and I'll see you tomorrow. Charlie's back on Thursday. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.